Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly sweeping.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three already. All right, let's run down to Corpus Christi. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Cliff Webb, see what he's up to this morning. Cliff, good morning. How's it going?
Morning, Mickey. Did you get that squirrel back in the tree I was talking to you yesterday?
Yeah, I did, but he's his mama still didn't come get him. I don't. You know, it looked like it was probably 3 to 4 weeks old. I don't know. It still didn't have its eyes open, but it had teeth and little claws and started getting, you know, pretty good fur on his tail. But he's lucky I didn't smoke him with a mower. I mean, I just barely missed him.
I was talking to you yesterday. It was pretty funny about the squirrel deal. That's crazy, man.
Circling around that tree, and I go, uh-oh, what's that squealing noise? There's a baby squirrel on the ground.
Yeah, we got them in our yard like crazy, man. But yeah, anyway, I just my thoughts and hearts are buddy in Florida. Man, that was something else.
Oh, man.
I won't say too much about it, but you know, I think everybody's hearts kind of with those people. That was something else. But man, I talked to Robin Bass, that's the guy. He's over there in Mayo. I finally got a hold of him yesterday, and you know, he just kind of he got hit, but he's had three in a row, Mickey, in the last year in that area.
Yeah,
and the first he lost his deer cooler last year. A big tree fell on his deer cooler, and he says this year a tree missed his deer cooler about 30 feet. He said it was just amazing.
I remember him telling me that story the last time I talked to him about that big old tree falling on his deer cooler.
Yeah, not worried about the house. The barns blew away. Didn't care, but the deer cooler. That's the you got to keep your deer cooler going. That's serious redneck right there. I like it, man. That's good stuff, man. That's good. Golly. Oh man, but just been running myself ragged, just beach fishing, dove hunting, surfing, and fishing. It's just crazy how busy September can be. Man, our bird hunting's off the chart. Still got tons of white wing. I don't know why, but we still just shoot and hang out of the white wing. It's crazy.
Well, you know, that's funny you brought that up. Blaine's been just nuking the white wings, along with his morning doves, too. But he said they just all disappeared yesterday, just like you hit a light switch. They nothing but morning doves left. Isn't that weird how that works?
Yeah. And my son called me wanting to hunt today, and they killed a limit of white wing by, like 5 o'clock. Just three hunters, and they just limited out at 5:30, and he starts flying. Now, he's over by Mathis. He bought 22 acres over there. Then I hadn't been back to Benbolt, Alice area, but I still hear they're whacking them there. I'm getting ready today. I'm driving to Laredo with Wyatt Foster and Meet and Barry and a bunch of guys up there. We're going to shoot birds in Laredo. They got some great bird hunting down there. Oh, my God. So we're going to go down there and spend a couple of days shooting some birds down in Laredo.
Yeah.
It's nice. Our fishing is just really unbelievable. We got super, super high tides. All that north wind pushing water, then all the Equinox not letting anything out, and we are just, man, we're bubbling the tailpipe, getting our boat off the treader. But, man, it's serious. It's good
fishing. Stick a banana in your tailpipe.
No, man. Crazy. Even saw a tarpon in the bay. Thursday I saw a tarpon in the bay. And my buddy, one of the guys at Market 37, jumped 16 and landed 9 right before the storm right at Port Aransas. So it was going off, man. A bunch of tarpon being caught. And of course, Fred called me. He was on his way down.
Yeah, how big was that one that Fred Jr. caught yesterday with Brian?
Man, I don't know. I haven't heard the story, but
pretty fish.
Him and Rain were talking to him on the way down, and they were going to let the boys go fishing. And then I got that picture from Freddie, and I haven't got a response back, but that's a big old tarpy right there, man. God almighty. That's a stud, but man, Fred's been hitting it really good with Brian down there. I think he's caught a tarpon. I think everybody in the family's got a tarpon now with Brian. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
That guy's a fishing machine. He is
Brian
something else.
He's the real deal. That kid is awesome.
Yeah, he's just something else, man. But then I got a great video of, I think it was last Saturday night, a guy caught 3 tarpon and 3 snook off the jetties here at night. Nice size, just all fishing at night.
Right.
And everybody leaves those jetties at night, and he catches those fish off the rocks. But pretty good fish. Tuesday I had a guy come down, and, man, it was just one of those deals. Jimmy came down by himself, wanted to fish by himself, and man, we got into the fish. It was one of those really hot, calm days, and I finally get out there, and it's the bite's okay, but it really hadn't turned on. I just noticed the weather. It's just so slick and so calm.
That's the way it was
here. Blowing those tops.
Same thing.
Yeah, Then finally, later on the day, they were more committing to the top water. But there for a while, they were blowing them. But, man, they were all over that baby trout. If it wasn't a baby trout pattern on the top water, just forget it. They just, we tried bone everything. You throw a baby trout out there, and they blow it out of the water.
Amazing.
But, just tons of fish on the top water. Then we're kind of working our way back in about 1 o'clock, and we're trying to get him a big trout. I want to get him something. I think his personal best is like 27. I'm trying to get something really big, and I'm hitting all these little side areas, and we're getting some good fish on top water. And finally, we get the one. We just know it's the one. He throws out there and just toilet flush on it, So he sets a hook, and he's doing the underwater head shake and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
boy.
In the back of my mind, I'm going, it ain't come to top. It ain't jumped. And sure enough, it was about a 15-pound redfish. But
rubber
you
lip.
Talk about, it happens all the time where you those rubber. I don't know what those rubber dip lips are doing. All this head shaking and blowing on the top. But anyway, we were just like wilted on that deal. But anyway, so we didn't get anything over 27 that day. But we sure caught a lot of nice trout. Oh my God, man, it's good.
Awesome.
So, and then of course later on the week on Thursday, I've got Scott, another guy coming by himself, and. We try to wade fish, and we pile out and bath. And Mickey, they're slick as far as you can see.
Oh,
I mean, I'm
God.
Running down. I'm running down smelling slicks. I'm going, I ought to stop here. There's another slick. There's another slick. And I go, well, I ought to stop here. And look, there's another slick. So I get on in the bath, and there's slicks everywhere, pelicans diving. And we pile out, and they're just pecking at it. They're just so full of fish. You know, they're eating those glass minnows. And then I catch one. They would just puke that gray matter up all over you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all over your chest where you're trying to land. They're just fat as footballs, but then they're eating menhaden. Then you look around, there's a few, menhadens floating on top of the water where they had a little shad die off, and that's what a lot of those pelicans were diving on, some of that die off.
Uh-huh.
But I think what happens, Mickey, so at night there's still a lot of those wobblers up on top of the water that aren't dead, those shad. Those trout eat them all night long under that moon in clear water.
Right.
So in the morning, you're dealing with a bunch of trout that's been eating those shad all night long, and they really don't turn back on until midday, and that's kind of what happened. We had our best bites that day after 1 o'clock. We started finally catching fish consistently after about 1 o'clock that day when they finally emptied out a little bit.
Amazing.
But are your fish all slicked up now like ours?
They're not slicking.
That's crazy.
Not like your fish are.
Huh.
When you get on a school, you might get one of them to throw a slick, but that's usually from hooking him when he's shaking his head and he'll puke something up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as feeding frenzy slicks, no, it's not going on right now. And usually this time of year, that's all I do is ride around and fish slicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just what's going on here. It's just like, where do you stop? You know, slicks out in 5 foot of water, slicks in 4 foot of water.
Well, you work yourself
to death.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the water was so high on Thursday. I mean, it's way up in the flats. I'm seeing slicks way, way up in the flats. And I know those are bigger fish or smaller slicks, little pie-sized slicks up in there. And I know there's a single individual big fish. But you take a fish that's been eating shad, and he's a single rogue out there in the middle of flats. What's your odds of getting in front of him, and what's your odds of him hitting?
Yeah, that's...
it was a tough game. I think that late bite would have been better. If I'd have stayed till dark, it probably would have finally went off. But... in that heat and stuff, there's not much weight.
About 2 or 3 o'clock, I've had enough. I'm going to the house.
Yeah, I think we got in at 4 o'clock, but man, it was just crazy amount of fish we have now compared to last year.
Yeah.
Last year we had that big dump down south from the hot water.
Right.
And now I'm seeing some water in the 70, 79, 81, which is it's a lot better than 91, 92.
Well.
It's definitely cooling off, and I know your water's got to be getting down to close to 79, 80.
I think James mentioned earlier it was 79 yesterday morning or whatever when he went out. See, when I came in Tuesday, it was 89.9.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were getting.
But, it was that calm, hot day all day, and that surface temperature just, man, it heated up big time. There was no wind.
Yeah, our surf fish has been so hot, hit and miss, Doug Pike comes down just to fish by himself a couple of days in the surf. And I was so busy, I got to fishing one time about, one morning I got to fish a little bit. And so I went back fishing Thursday. We didn't catch much. It's super, super slick and hot. Skipjacked, but all we caught. But we didn't fish long, maybe an hour and a half. Just so dang hot and still. And he called me back, I guess, Thursday when I'm on the boat. I'm fishing Thursday. He goes, man, you ain't gonna believe what I just saw. He said, a 30-pound grouper swimming down the gut in the... Packery, just swimming down the beach, everybody trying to catch it, and I don't know if that fish was looking for oxygen because it was so calm, but what is he doing, that deep water fish up there on that beach, Mickey? That's nuts.
Yeah, that is, I've heard a lot of stuff, that is really strange. Let me do this break,
never
we'll come back
it.
And talk some more about
right,
that,
Mickey.
That's
all right, buddy.
Pretty awesome. All right, well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market, located right in downtown Belleville. They're easy to find. Look for the big white sign. Their meat market and processing facilities are right next door to one another. And if you're looking for great barbecue, they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they have bulk pricing available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage and homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs. That's available for all of your cookout needs. And if you're looking to have a quarter or half calf processed, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing facility, it's open year-round. And with bow season opening this weekend and deer season right around the corner, hey, you can't beat the Belleville Meat Market processing. It's second to none. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 618 here in the Bayou City. Let's run back to Corpus Christi now and talk some more with Captain Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, we're back, buddy. Grouper in knee-deep water.
Yeah, that's well, he's swimming down the, man. I think, it was out a little farther, I think like the second, third gut. But, you know, Doug said he followed that thing down the beach and people were chunking at it. Then, you know, I see my buddy Greg the next day. He's been fishing the beach and I'd had that trip in the bay. So I missed all that. I was fishing. I missed it all. I was catching big trout on top of the bay. But anyway, so I missed
tough
the beach
life.
Fishing.
But, tough
yeah, I'm
life.
Sorry, but I missed the beach fishing. And I talked to Greg, and he shows me this top where all the hooks are straight down. And he said, man, there was some big stuff in the surf that day, down about 2 miles. He said they were just tearing up the water, and he thinks it was something really big in there, and it was tarpon or what. But, man, it was just blowing the stuff out of the water. He could not get one in without straightened hooks, but it's funny how right before the storms and stuff, they'll just go nuts in the surf. And that's kind of what happened. But that picture of all those fish at night were just incredible. All those fish they caught off the jetties at night, that's nuts, man. That night, those guys caught all those snook and tarpon off those rocks at night. You know, that's just nuts. How, and sometime in this really, really clear water.
Is that when the storm really was hot. In the Gulf?
Yes, and they just went nuts. You know, that's just something keyed that bite. And then, of course, yesterday the surf was just, you know, double overhead, A-frames, about as good as it gets. And the lineup, Mickey, was 150, 200 surfers. It was unbelievable how many people. And I look at all these license surfing. Plates. Yeah, I look at all the license plates, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina. I don't know if they're running from the storm or they're just chasing the swell. But, boy, we had some classic stuff for Texas. But you talk about a war zone. And I say a third of those people are inexperienced. You know, I'm not saying it, but college kids and stuff don't surf a lot. And, man, they get caught in the inside. They're nothing but a target. And they're just, man, it's dangerous. People, boards flying everywhere. So, luckily, I hadn't heard anybody getting too hurt. We lost, I think, a couple people last week in the surf. But I was thinking I was going to hear on the news somebody was going to get hurt yesterday with all those people on the beach. Man.
Well, I had a listener texted me some pictures last night or yesterday evening when I was watching the Astros game. And they're from they're surfing pictures from Surfside, Matagorda, South Padre. Man, yeah. What a swell. Beautiful.
I imagine Surf Padre was smoking hot. Man, God.
And what did he say? That the best break was Mansfield.
He said it was just unreal. I would love to see Mansfield. Mansfield wraps around that corner, hits those jetties, and that wave just fired down to the right, down the beach. But it's doing the same thing at Packard, the amount of people. I mean, people would take off four or five to a wave. And, you know, the guy in the back has a right of way, and he's close to the peak. You know, he's the guy you give way to. And a lot of those rookies couldn't give way to him because they couldn't control their board. You know, so they're just flying down the face. You got a guy behind needs to make a bottom turn to get to where he needs to be, and there's a guy in front of him. If you don't make that critical bottom turn at the right time, the wave's going to close out. You're not going to make it. So a lot of really great waves were blown by people cutting people off, you know. So you hope you're with a bunch of experienced people. And that's what's so different when you travel, like different areas in the Pacific. Those guys are – the guy that's the best takes off on the latest, you know, free falls almost down the face to catch it. And you respect that guy. You know, he's good enough to do that, so you give the wave to him. And you just wait till he's inside. And when he's paddling out, then you catch your wave, you know. But a lot of these guys were all charging the peak at one time. And, man, we're sitting there watching that going, man, I can't believe nobody got hurt on that. But that was some incredible surf. I think today the fishing is going to be good in the surf because usually what happens, the water's so clear, you get a little storm like this, it stirs it up a little bit and, you know, milks it up, then it calms down. You got a little bit of a smoke screen in the water, and those fish are much more aggressive. So we'll see what happens today. I might have a time to fish a little top water before I go dove hunting on. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's all good.
A little top water before dove hunting. Where are you going to
hunt?
Yeah,
I hope so. Mm-hmm. But up in Laredo and La Perla with Barry, my buddy. Barry's got that unbelievable ranch in Laredo. And my neighbor, Wyatt Foster, he's going to drive down. We're going to go together. He's my neighbor. We're going to meet Mary down there. I think we've got about six of us. And I cooked a big brisket yesterday. I'm going to take it down there. And we're just going to pig out and shoot some birds, you know.
Oh, yeah. That'll be good.
It's good. I don't think they got the white wing we've got. But they got mourning dove by the billions, so that just – and I'd rather eat a white one. I mean, I'd rather eat a mourning dove, to tell you the truth, if I had the choice.
Man.
You know, I think I'd rather shoot the white wing, but the mourning dove, I think, are a little bit better tasting.
Man, that's good stuff. You know, we were talking about like teal. You know, that's my favorite duck to eat if I'm going to eat a dove.
I know it. Yeah, that's something. I got that call from Mike Herring yesterday. I called him, and I called him. It's early in the morning, like 8:00, and I knew he was hunting. I mean, Mike hunts every day, so I called him. He's in the truck. What are you doing? Well, I just got to teal hunting. We killed six limits of teal by 7:15. I go, okay, that's smoking a man. And you're telling me you had teal hunts last 30 minutes or something? That's crazy.
Yeah,
they all come in like that.
We've seen hunts where you know it's a bunch of you know good hunters all in the blind together. And in 10 minutes, it's over with. Boom.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy.
If those guys can't shoot for Mike, as good a shot as Mike is, I can imagine what he's hanging with. he's hanging with the A-team, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I like that big-time engraved shotgun he had there, that double barrel, that side-by-side.
And that 410?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little 410. He shoots a limited teal with a 410. It doesn't miss. You're like, come on, man. You know, I'm hunting with a bunch of real good shots in this dove hunt. You know, Barry's a real good shot. I think he killed 18 with a 28 gauge yesterday or something with a limit. I go, I'm in trouble. I'm gonna go find me a tree and hide.
Oh, it's like Jeffco and a lot of guys I know. That's all they hunt with. Dove hunt with 410s.
Yeah, I know.
And they
I'm shooting. I'm shooting a 20 gauge. I just kind of got over the 410. It's so expensive, and I just do a little bit better with my little 20. You know, I think a lot of it too is I had my gun fitted for me. That 20 gauge over and under, I had it fitted, and man, it just goes right to your shoulder. And I pick up some other gun, it's just not quite right.
That's the whole key is when you throw it up, if it's right, you feel it, you know it, and you're going to hit with it.
Yeah.
It's got to feel right when you throw it up on your shoulder. That's the whole thing in shooting is position. You got to have that gun right.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's so funny, you'll miss a bird and you realize that, man, you didn't have your hand on the gun rod or something, or you're looking through the barrel something, you know,
properly. That's right.
Properly, you know, then it's so important, you know, to get that rod. And like I told you, I gave up on the left hand shoot. I just can't. I'm just too old to go for that. So I'm going to stay back on this. And it's funny because we're talking about that left eye dominant, and a lot of my customers now are saying, you know, like the guy on Thursday says, "Hey, man, I tried that, and I'm definitely left eye dominant too, shooting right handed." So I bet a lot of hunters out there don't know that, you know, which eye is dominant on their shooting.
They may not, but need to go to shooting school, get that Daisy BB Red Rider out and start shooting bottle caps when you throw them up in the air. Then when you really get good, you can hit matchsticks.
I might be able to hit a 5-gallon bucket. Does that count?
Yes. Well, that's in the pattern. That's a good shot pattern. 5-gallon bucket.
Man, that's bad.
Wing shooting, man, that's there's an art to it, and there's some guys that are just incredible at it, just unbelievable. It's all about shooting where you look, you know. It's hand eye, just like throwing a baseball into a mitt, the whole nine yards, hitting a tennis ball, hitting a golf ball.
Practice makes perfect. The more you think about it, the more you think about it, the worse you are. I think that thing, just let it go naturally. And I don't even think about it, I do well. I start thinking about, why did I miss? Adjust something, I mess up again. So I just, you know, forget about trying to adjust and just shoot.
Yeah, and you can't get mad at yourself when you miss. I know a lot of guys I used to hunt a lot with, and they'd get all ticked off when they'd miss two or three shots in a row, and it gets in their head, and then they never hit. They miss all day.
I wish I'd have started earlier.
A good amount of birds are flying like crazy, and you know, it just, the more you shoot, the better you get. The more birds fall out of there too.
Yeah.
Got to have plenty of birds.
That's exactly right.
That's how you learn.
Yeah, someone would have told me earlier in life, you know, as a young kid, that, you know, you need to shoot left-handed. But nobody really figures it out. It's like Mike Herring, you know, learned a long time ago at 8 years old that he needed to shoot left-handed. I wish somebody would have taught me that. But I think it's – and I noticed my grandson, he wants to put that – when he's looking through the scope, he wants to put that left eye on the scope, you know. And so I'm thinking, man, I need to switch him over right now. You know, he's 8 years old. I need to give him that left hand.
I just need to see which dominant eye he has, and then adjust before he gets too old and gets bad habits like us.
Yeah.
And
I'm getting ready to get him a little 410, single shot 410. That's what I started out with. It made me really concentrate on the first shot, and that's what I'm going to do.
You know, I've still got my original one when I was a little kid, little breakover barrel 410 single shot, and a
topper,
20 gauge.
A topper? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a topper, Mickey? I can't remember the first one.
They may be J.C. Higgins or Sears or something like that back in the day.
Sears, maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen them.
And they still shoot.
But it was so fun back in duck hunting days. The old man would take me out there in a 9-mile hole, and all these guys had the 1100 12 gauge, and I had the little break open 410, you know. And those pintails would come in, I get the first shot, and then I'd wait till I see their eyes, and I shoot at their head, and I get me one, you know. Then I was a cripple guy. They give me a handful of shells, and I'd be the dog, you know. So I'd be chasing all their cripples, and I thought that's the best deal ever, you know. I get to go chase these dust across the mud flats, you know. But yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah, when you're a kid, things are a whole lot different. Get all excited. Want to run out there and pick the birds up. Don't need a dog. Yeah. We got kids.
No. Just like my grandson. He's the best lad we got. We got five lads between us, my son and I. And my grandson's one of the best at all. He'll beat the lad to the bird. I said, man, who needs a lad? You can talk
he
to him.
He listens.
Yeah, you tell him left, and he goes left. You know, what a good stuff.
That's cool. Well, it's
definitely looking forward to the
season's right around the corner, man. I can't wait. I'm ready for a little break in the fishing action. Start doing a little hunting.
Yeah, bow season opens this weekend.
God. Yeah, it does.
Man, does Blaine have bow hunters?
Down there. If somebody's really good and very experienced at bow hunting, he'll let them, you know, bow hunt. But he has enough problems chasing cripples around all year with rifle hunters, you know.
Oh,
those are some tough deer down there.
Oh my God, they are. We had the bow hunters come in and
everything.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And we had a lot of bow hunters come to Sarita and hunt the Kennedy with a bow and stuff. And those deer were pretty tame. They were, you know, hadn't been hunted a lot. And still, we had to chase some deer you wouldn't think that you had to chase, but. They are tough. God, they're tough. And you shoot them with a 7 mag and they run a couple miles. Like, how does that happen, you know?
Yeah. It just, some of those deer down there are just hard to bring down, man. Like that one big 8 I shot. I know I got a good shot off. It was in a high wind and everything. I probably shouldn't have taken that long a shot in it. But, I mean, that deer dumped a ton of blood right at the beginning when he jumped off the Sendero. You can see where he went over there and laid down and pumped blood everywhere, and I'm going, we got this sucker. And it's like he started clogging up. You know, the more he walked, the less blood. It just turned into little thumbnail-sized droplets. We looked for that deer for a whole day. He went on somebody else's ranch. Nobody ever saw him again, so hopefully he didn't die.
Yeah, man. It's funny how
they knocked him down. He still ran off.
Golly. Yeah. And so I'll make it. You'll see deer, you know, like we'll shoot a deer, somebody will lose it, and the next year it'll be back. You're like, God, I cannot believe that deer survived that. You know, high shoulder or something, you know, real high, grazed his back, or, you know, nicked his brisket or something. He's still alive. But, you know, we chased those. We had a deer dog at Sarita, and it's amazing how far those deer would go after you shot them. I mean,
but you know they'll always circle back to where they were shot nine times out of ten.
That's crazy how they make that big half moon, isn't it? That's not.
It is. Golly. It is absolutely crazy. You know, I shot a 12-point at a blind. Well, I saw him that morning, and he was limping real bad. He came out on a couple of does in the Sendero, and I got to look at him real good with the binoculars, and then looked like a big old white pussy mark on top of his shoulders, you know, on his back. And I said, man, somebody shot that deer. Well, I told Blaine about it. He said, well, you go back this evening. If he's still there, shoot him. And I shot that deer, and he had totally healed over. There was just no hair there, and it was all white looking. And
unbelievable.
But he just had a bad limp. It hit him so hard it messed one of his shoulders up, but it was it was right across the back. I mean, it just took a big old chunk of meat out of there, and it just grew over and healed up. He had a big old hunk out of his back.
Oh, but, man.
But he made a pretty mount.
Yeah, I got to see all your deer bouts one time. I think I saw a picture of that big 7 you called, but sometime I got to go see all those great deer.
Yeah, that's six.
Yeah, that six, that was crazy looking, but... So when are you going back this year? Are you going back during the rut or early?
Man, I don't know. I may do an early one and then a late one. I'll just have to see how my schedule is. You know, I don't have good hours.
You don't have good hours.
No, I don't.
Oh man,
too much going on, brother. Plus, I got an old lab. I can't leave her. And
I know.
She's. I can't believe that dog's still hanging on. I don't have it in me to put her to sleep.
I'm the same way. I just let them go until they can't. As long as they're eating and drinking and doing their deal, you know, I'm okay
eating,
with it.
Drinking,
you know,
and pooping. That's
So they're good. Yeah, so I got an old one, too, and it's just it's always heartbreaking.
It's hard to watch, man. It's like watching, you know, one of your family members go downhill.
I know. I got Wyatt's got a my neighbor that's coming with us, that's driving me to Laredo. He's got a little 4-month-old lab we're taking with us, and he lives next door. So he comes over the other day, his dog goes in my backyard, and I got my two old dogs, and he's doing figure eights around those old dogs.
Yeah.
Both my dogs are looking at me like, you ain't keeping this thing, are you? And then that dog does a circle and does a cannonball in the fish pond. I mean, he jumps and raises his legs up and does a cannonball right in our fish pond, you know, just all the way underwater. His head went underwater, you know. And he does another big donut in the yard, does another cannonball in
showing
the yard.
Showing out in front of them old mules, man. Yeah, showing, saying, look what I can do. You boys can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it was pretty funny stuff, man. Pretty funny stuff.
I tell you. All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, I hope you have a good day today and get some blow-ups and some birds on the ground.
I hope so, too. I'm going to hit the surf a little bit, then I'm going to go see if I can't shoot a dove.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Cliff.
All right, Mickey, I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate you having me on, Mickey. Thanks, man.
Hey, anytime, brother. It's always fun. See you, man.
All right, bro. Thanks, man.
Later. All right, that's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, Boyd's has got it. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check those out at the store firsthand. They have all their bottles on display, their regulators and diffusers. If you need more info on it, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. If you're looking for the big 9-12s or the 15-18 count, whatever size you're looking for, Boyd's has got them. Fresh, great prices and availability. Call them at 409-945-4001. Or you can check them out at boydsonestock.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 641 here in the Bayou City. It's not quite shooting time yet, but we're going to go to the live to the blind with Captain Bink Grimes on a teal hunt this morning and strike up a conversation with him. Bink, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. Good morning. They're landing already.
They're already landing on you, and it's not even time yet. Come on, man.
Already one another group coming in right now.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Man. Ain't too bad. Need a little wind to be it helped, but
yeah, it is kind of calm this morning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It hadn't been any different. Heck, we hadn't hunted wind yet in this teal season yet, so why change anything, you know?
Yeah. Why bother?
Mm-hmm. Why bother? So be decent for fishing. I think it's supposed to blow 5 to 10, I think, a little bit. So
yeah,
but not by the time we're done, it won't be, you know.
That's true. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of some good shoots yesterday morning. A lot of people were through in 20-30
yeah.
minutes. They were out of the field.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely more birds moved in.
Third wave.
We needed it.
The third wave we needed so badly. And now it's
more green
waves.
Yeah, and yesterday there were, so many big ducks. We had, you know, I worked groups of 10 to 12 pintails. And,
awesome.
Man, I had spoonies all over me and a few widgeons, you know. And, I mean, I feel for some of those spoonies because some of the sports may take them because there were some real small ones yesterday. Small,
yeah,
I mean, spoonies, just a little bit bigger.
And what people don't realize, they're a member of the teal family.
They are. If you look at a blue wing and you look at his beak compared to a spoonie, I mean, he's got a little spooned beak on, just a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
A blue wing does. So, but yeah, they are. They are a distant cousin, and they got this almost the same chevron, little speculum on their flight feathers.
They
too,
do.
So. Yeah, but there was more, and I saw another thing that kind of tells you what's going on with the migration too. White pelicans showed up yesterday.
Yeah, it's getting time.
A lot
for
of
that.
White pelicans showed up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I usually don't see a whole bunch of them till October, but at the very first October, I guess we're almost October though. I guess we are, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just a few days away here, bud.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there were more white pelicans yesterday than. First time I've seen them, and a lot of people don't understand they migrate too, you know.
Yeah,
they'll hang around.
A migratory bird also.
When you really get the big push of them, your ducks, your first big wave of big ducks are usually about 3 or 4 days behind them in the first part of October. So.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Any green wings?
Yeah, that too. That tells you what wave you're on too. There's a green wing. We shot green wings yesterday too. And,
right.
You know, it just tells you. I shot green wings the first weekend of the season. So I think I told you, one of my buddies at Guides up in Lissy, opening day, his first 13 birds were green wings.
Yeah, that's
when does
unusual.
That happen?
Yeah,
when does that happen on
unusual.
Opening day of field season, you know?
Exactly.
When is that? So that just showed you. But we got a bunch of boats out today too. My guys that fished out of the lodge yesterday really really did well. So
well, that's good to hear.
Real good. And it ought to be. I think when I fished Wednesday, water temperature was up around 85, 86, and it dropped. It dropped below 80 yesterday, so that's good. It'd probably come back up a little bit, but yeah, it was. We were losing the water too. tide was really flowing out and had a little bit of bird action just for a little while because the tides are still high, but it was falling so hard yesterday morning right in front of the lodge. I mean, I bet that water was flowing 4 to 5 knots out. It was, I mean, it was blowing. And if anybody knows, I mean, 4 to 5 knots is pretty fast.
Yeah, for water, for the Gulf Coast, yeah, that's a lot. That's a
yeah,
lot of water.
It is. For us. I was going through the locks, and man, I had to get it. I was going against the tide, and I had to get it up about 2,200, 2,300. There's another one just dropped in. RPMs just to stay on top. So
I'm showing 646 here on my laptop. Is it time yet?
It is about time, yes, sir.
I just heard we're gonna load somebody up. Rack one in, baby. Let's roll.
We'll see how these sports do.
See if we can get us a good volley going here early in the morning, baby.
Yeah, we're ready, boys. They're legal.
That's shore birds and stuff I'm hearing in the background?
Yeah, yeah, shore birds and a black belly whistling ducks.
Whistling ducks and phalaropes.
Black belly whistling ducks. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot, man, there was a lot of hunters and showed up yesterday afternoon with duck boats in Matagorda. So they'll be, man, they'll be all over the bay today. And right. Matt Island Wildlife Management there have a bunch of people out. And so it'll keep them rolling.
Yeah, Charlie said there was, what, like three tournaments in Matagorda this weekend?
Oh, man, you should have seen.
He said the circus has come to town.
It is. He's running for me today, too, out of the harbor. I got a big group in the lodge. I got another group in one of my other places. And then I got just... I think 3 or 4 boats out of the harbor. He's running for me, and you know him. He was, you know him, how colorful he is. He wouldn't really, when I came
Captain
through,
Personality.
Captain Personality, yeah. When we came through town after we did supper for him last night, man, there were boats everywhere. But, hey, we, you know, you can throw a stick at it, but it helps our economy. So, as long as people just take care of our fishery, man, I don't care. You know, just take care of the fishery.
Well, all them boats on the water, it'll keep any ducks from landing on the bay today.
Yeah. That's right. And a couple of my boats that waited yesterday said the South Shore line was just full of teal buzzing yesterday.
Wow.
And so all that sheet water back there that's normally dry, had ankle deep water in it with all these tides, so
perfect for puddling ducks.
Oh yeah,
dabbling ducks.
Perfect for it. Perfect for it. So yeah, I don't see anything in there yet, but we've already had a pile of them drop in here before shooting time. So we'll
get a group here in a minute.
Yeah, we will. Hopefully, I haven't done you right yet.
No, it's
last week.
Well,
the first weekend.
we
didn't do nothing
right
on the air. And you hung up, and it took 15 minutes, and we were going home. So, the steel season has been a different one, I can say that. It has definitely been a different one.
This
been
whole
trying at times.
Been, fishing-wise, everything. Mm-hmm. Been totally out of whack.
Sure has. And heck, the Astros were getting a lot of that rain off of the hurricane.
Yeah, off of Helene.
Just last night.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
The fleets were all clogged up and muddy, and the grass was wet. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Looks like they might play the Royals or the
O.A.J. Hinch the Tigers.
The Tigers
or the Royals.
Oh, A.J. Hinch got the Tigers rolling.
Yeah, he has. They, man, they're red hot right now. I don't want them.
He's got a pintail on top right here.
Pintail.
We're just.
He's off limits.
He is. But there was, we worked. There was big ducks piling in that marsh last night. Golly.
Well, them pintails need to enjoy it while it's good right now, because come opening day, it won't be. They'll be in trouble.
No, it won't.
How many you get this year? Is the limit still 2?
Yes. Yes. And
two springs.
Well, you know what? No, no, one.
No, that's right. It did go back to one, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can. They thought about it, but
yeah.
Somebody needs to release the duck for us, so listeners can hear something.
To open a gate. Well, it was like, what was it last week when I talked to you? As soon as we hung up, y'all started smoking them.
I mean, it was like, I mean, I'm telling you, hung up and and there was a group rolling, and I'm telling you, 15 minutes later, we walked out.
I remember
there.
I got your text. I was on the way home from the studio. And Bink's done. He's already through.
Here we go, right here.
Here we go.
Nope, piping plover. Sorry. He's off limits, too. Still a little dark.
Yeah. Come on, bird.
That's the problem. Heck, you know, shooting time at 6:46. We don't have much. When we roll into November, that time will change. First morning it'll be up there, but the second morning shooting time will be at about 6:05, I think, because sunrise will back it up, and yeah, it'll be at about 6:35. I guess November the third, longest day of the year always.
Well,
so we'll have a little bit more time to.
Now, did I see something, an article or something somewhere? Are they thinking about not even having a limit on, whistling ducks and Mexican squealers?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
I read something. I meant to ask you about that because there's
a bunch of
them now. We're so overpopulated with them.
And well, we've domesticated them with what we've done. You know, they're on all
every
farms.
Neighbor I got they out work. There on the bay feeds them. You know, they just buy sacks of deer corn and throw it out in their backyard, yep, and they just come in by the dozens every evening feeding on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropping do. Eggs in the yard. A buddy of mine picks up eggs all the time where they'll pop one out while they're in there feeding.
We rolled up on a little clutch of them this morning. Had five or six babies with us out here in this pond. Yeah, they're domesticated. They most certainly. We got them all in Bay City.
You too. The only place you ever saw them was Rockport. They'd be all over the piers and everything in the docks down there. But now it's coast wide. They're everywhere. I guess.
We're trying. How much time you got left?
Well, we got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
All we need is one group. Get a good volley.
That's all we need.
Cut some birds.
Kill it.
Kill it. Kill it. Right. There we go.
There's the shot.
Holy moly. Can y'all hear the whistlers that were in the pond
with
them?
Yeah. <They're> whistlers.
They're about 10 yards from us.
We got two.
They kind of sit in right. Yeah, that was all. It came in. Two came in and just sat down underneath the rise. Hard
shots.
To see.
Two in, two down.
Yeah.
I hear the dog.
Another one on top.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Have a lot of your shoots here lately, have there been big flocks or just onesie-twosies or six or eight?
Onesie-twosies, yeah. That's what it's been.
Yeah.
It just has. And then, but I've seen bigger groups higher in the area. You know, it's just ones and twos here lately. You know, and I kind of like the groups of 8 to 10, you know.
Yeah.
You get them too big and everybody flock shoots.
Everybody flock shoots. Well, if you got some good shooters with you, though, man, I've seen 30 bird flocks come in and just flaps down, baby, right over the decoys, and there's just holes getting cut through them. It'd be 6 or 8 birds falling at a time. Man, it's just crazy.
Yeah, a seasoned duck hunter will wait for them to get tight over the ball up and just give them 3.
Yeah, one shot, 3 or 4 birds drop. Pretty crazy. Oh, that's fun. Well, hey, man, I got to run, Bink. At least we got 2 birds on the air anyway, and it's if somebody wants to come down and hunt and fish with you, Matagorda Sunrise, give them some info.
At MatagordaSunriseLive.com or 979-241-1705. Y'all have a good Saturday.
We're going to do it.
And we will talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Bink, have a good weekend. Shoot them up, man.
Okay.
Later, bud. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.